With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House has passed a bill funding $14.5 billion for Israel, but no money for Gaza. Also cuts funding for the IRS. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that he believes the Israel funding bill the House passed has no chance of becoming law.
I am glad that the president issued a veto threat over this stunningly unserious proposal. Unserious at a time of crisis like this. From the House GOP leader.
House Speaker Mike Johnson vows to push for Ukraine funding in a standalone bill that would pair the assistance with money for border security.
Ukraine will come in short order. It will come next. And you've heard me say that we want to pair border security with Ukraine because I think we could get bipartisan agreement on both of those matters.
The president instead wants nearly $106 billion for Israel, Ukraine, and Gaza, U.S. border security, and other needs. Also at SRNnews.com, after getting pushback from Muslims ahead of the 2024 election, the Biden administration is now calling for brief pauses in airstrikes and fighting in the Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
The administration opposes a general ceasefire, but John Kirby with the National Security Council says President Biden supports a humanitarian pause.
What we're talking about are temporary, localized pauses in the fighting to meet a certain goal or goals.
Those goals, he said, are getting humanitarian aid into Gaza and getting people out. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A new government report shows fewer high school students are vaping these days. About 10% of high school students said they'd used electronic cigarettes in the previous month. It's down from 14% from last year. Class action lawsuits filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane. This is SRN News. The British have a different view of free speech.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond. And a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bishop from Ukraine is urging Americans to support his country in its effort to repel Russia's invasion. Ivan Rusin and others, an interfaith delegation of Ukrainian religious leaders, are visiting the U.S. this week, spreading the word. He's a top leader in the Ukrainian Evangelical Church. He says some of his fellow pastors have been killed and seminaries have also been hit by missiles. This is SRN News. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. Correspondent Norman Hall explains.
A New York jury has convicted Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud in a scheme that cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. After the months-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
Texas Rangers fans won't have to wait long to celebrate their first World Series championship. A parade will be held tomorrow in Arlington, Texas, starting at 12:15 noon. More details at SRNnews.com.